And now, the return of the police. After a 21-year absence, the police are back together and head out on tour this summer, as are Genesis and Squeeze and Crowded House. You get the picture. It's become a rite of summer for baby boomers to snatch up tickets, often at several $100 a pop, to see their favorite bands on stage playing the songs of the past in the hopes of recapturing, even if just for a couple of hours, the heady days of their youth. And there is nothing wrong with that, says New York Times music critic Ben Ratliff, as long as people go with an open mind. What about you? Have you paid to see a golden oldie band work their magic once again? Did they? Were you disappointed? 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, email talk@npr.org. Ben Ratliff joins us from our bureau in New York. Nice of you to come in today.
Hi, how are you?
So what do you mean, go with an open mind?
Well, my point is it's not a strange thing anymore to see a band reuniting. It's become commonplace, and we're going to be seeing more and more of this in the years to come. It's going to become, you know, just part of the normal concert going experience. So in the past, when, you know, when Simon and Garfunkel reunited, mm-hmm. or whatever, we always had this moment of hesitation of, wait a minute, is this legit?
Yeah.
And is it true to who they really were? And or are they just ripping us off and, you know, getting away with our money?
Yeah.
I think that I think that we have to come to terms with this and be able to hear it in a different way, and even allow for the possibility that these bands could be good. This is not a blanket endorsement, by the way, for all reunions.
Well, it was sort of interesting, sort of a reluctant endorsement. You know, maybe this is not as lame as we thought it was.
Well, that's about right. And when you said a moment ago that, you know, this is baby boomers snatching up tickets, the interesting thing is it's gone beyond that to a younger generation. And, you know, these a lot of bands from the 80s and 90s as well are coming back. There isn't such a long lag time anymore before it's acceptable for a band to reunite.
Well, shouldn't there be a statute of limitations?
I mean, no. No rules in art.
No rules in art. Okay, so even if you broke up last year, if the money's right, you should go back on tour.
Well, I mean, what this all shows is that there's not really anything. There's not such a thing, really, as breaking up anymore, you know? There's just sort of a downtime.
And it's interesting, you said that in a couple of respects, some tours that you saw not so long ago, well, they were not only good, but better than you had any right to expect.
Yes, this is true. I think particularly of the Stooges, and I think of the Pixies as being really, really surprising. One thing about bands that are thought of as sort of indie rock or underground mm-hmm. rock, you know, the Stooges being the primordial example, the Pixies being a later example, is that they've got a lot to prove because credibility is sort of built into their original mission. So, I mean, sure, they're not blind to the fact that they can make some money off of this, but they have a lot to prove aesthetically. So if they don't really come with a very powerful show, then it's just going to be completely ridiculous.
You also point out the technology is a lot better than it used to be.
Well, I think that's true, too. I mean, I remember seeing concerts 20, 25 years ago and it just, you know, not being very clear and crisp and dynamic.
Let's see if we get some callers in on this conversation. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. Ben Ratliff is our guest, jazz and pop critic for the New York Times. And let's talk with Brian. Brian with us from Tampa, Florida.
Yes, I was just kind of commenting on not exactly with the 80s genre, but I saw Fleetwood Mac in the early 80s before they more or less broke up. And then I saw them a couple of years ago in Dallas, Texas. And was still just as much impressed and enjoyed it. And so I love it when old bands get back together because, yeah, just like you said, you get to kind of recapture your youth more or less and that excitement. And I'll go ahead and take my comments off the air.
Okay, Brian, thanks very much. Have you seen a Fleetwood Mac reunion?
I did see that concert, yes.
And was it, was Brian's head?
Well, it wasn't bad. I mean, I my view is much more anti-nostalgic, to tell you the truth. I mean, when I wrote this piece in the paper, I got a lot of responses, and many of them were either, you know, yes, I love reunion tours too, because it makes me rediscover my youth. And then the other kind of letter said, you drank the Kool-Aid. You bought into it, didn't you? You know, any old band that wants to sell out, you're just lapping it up. I don't really feel either way. I mean, what I'm saying is that I'm proposing just a new way to approach these concert experiences and to think about them differently.
Or maybe you just want the rose-colored glasses concession outside the entrance to the stadium.
Well, I mean, I think that a band is as good as a band is going to be on any stage, you know, on a given stage at a given hour. And everything depends on just on the musical information that's being passed back and forth on that stage. And they, you know, my feeling is that they don't really represent what they used to. This is a different time and, you know, the viewer is a different person and we've all evolved, so it all comes down to the music and how good it is.
Let's get Mitch on the line. Mitch with us from Flint, Michigan. Mitch, are you there? Mitch?
All right. I'm here.
There you go, Mitch. Okay, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
I was running across the room to turn down my radio.
Ah, well, you did it. Good.
I just wanted to say, great topic. I find that the resiliency of rock stars is just incredible. I saw Bob Seger 29 years ago, August 31st, 1978, at Pine Knob Music Theater in Michigan, and that was for the Stranger in Town tour. And then I just saw him a month ago at Joe Louis Arena. Gray hair, heavier, but sounded so good, and his band was so good, and most of the same guys. And it's just amazing. He couldn't hit a couple high notes, but that's okay because he's come so far in his musical talent that he's created those high notes with his band and just filled it in. It's like their production quality has gone up with technology and their knowledge. And it's just amazing. I can't believe these guys like Tom Petty and the Rolling Stones, all of them 30 and 40 years, and some of them are going to go 50 years and still going and still sounding incredible. I'm in awe of it.
Well, you know, I write a lot about jazz, and in jazz, there is the built-in possibility that as musicians get older, they can get wiser, they'll have something new and perhaps even better to say.
Yeah, you take Joe Sample and who's the female singer that he just hooked up with? They used to, she played with Joe Sample and those guys in the... Oh, what's the name of that gal?
Well, while we struggle for that, why don't we let Ben finish his point?
Well, no, I was just going to say that Joe Sample said, we're like a fine wine that was produced and put on the shelf and got out 40 years later and tastes just as good and even better. And I just thought that was a great analogy of time and musicians.
Well, that depends on the physical condition of the... of the musician too, but you know, in other art forms, it's acceptable for people to grow older. In rock, it hasn't been. I think maybe until now. I mean, you know, everything's changing now because rock actually is being marketed to old people. I mean, I think that's what Starbucks is doing.
Yeah.
So I think that it's going to be acceptable for older people to continue to be in rock bands.
Let's see if we get one last call in. Aaron. Aaron's with us from Columbus, Ohio.
Just to speak about the musicians and still being able to kind of kick it in the later years, I saw that Fleetwood Mac concert, too, about 8 years ago and loved it. And this is not a band, but Tina Turner was amazing 7 years ago. But somebody who's a little bit scary and speaking about physical condition was Meatloaf.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see him in person, but I saw him on a PBS special, and he just looked like he was, like, that might have been his last concert almost. just sweating and all over the place, and like seemed like he had a hard time singing some of the lyrics, and it was just almost hard to watch. So I'll take my response or comments off the air, but
all
I
right.
just wanted to put in my two cents.
Yeah, as musicians age, sometimes wisdom is not all they acquire.
Yeah, well... That the Meatloaf story had a piquancy, didn't it?
Yes, it did. So what? Which tour are you looking forward to this summer, Ben, that you might actually go see?
Oh, well, I think I'll be, I mean, I'm curious about the Police, like everybody else. I was satisfied by the Jesus and Mary Chain show that I saw a little while ago in California.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I thought that was a great concert. And then, you know, some of us hold out hope that Led Zeppelin will reunite. That's a rumor, but it's apparently unfounded.
All right. Well, in Meat Case, I think Spinal Tap is going back on tour, too, so that might be interesting. Ben Ratliff, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Ben Ratliff, jazz and pop critic for The New York Times, with us today from our bureau in New York. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation, coming to you from NPR News.